AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for a four-day halt in fighting in Ukraine.
Beginning on Holy Thursday and running through Easter Sunday, April 24th, to allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
That is Holy Week for Orthodox Christians. Russia is continuing an assault on cities and towns along a boomerang-shaped front in eastern Ukraine, hundreds of miles long, in what both sides describe as a new phase of the war. The government has launched the Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the goal is it will become the National Weather Service for Infectious Diseases, an early warning system.
This new center has the potential to improve lives, to save lives in ways we can really only even imagine at this time.
CDC has been granted temporary authority for coronavirus data collection. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he paid a $66 fine over a party for him that was held 2 years ago at 10 Downing Street during a coronavirus lockdown.
And I take this opportunity on the first available sitting day to repeat my wholehearted apology to the House.
Johnson insists he didn't knowingly break rules. Police identified a 52-year-old man as the suspect in the stabbing death of a 15-year-old girl on the campus of Stagg High School in Stockton, California. Police think this was a random attack. Explosions targeting education institutions killed at least six people, including students, in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in Kabul in Afghanistan. The Biden administration is restoring federal regulations guiding environmental reviews of major infrastructure projects that were scaled back by the Trump administration in a bid to fast-track the projects. In a trip to New Hampshire, the president will try to demonstrate last year's infrastructure law is alleviating the country's supply chain debacles. This is AP News. Airlines and airports are dropping mask mandates after a judge ended the Biden administration's mandate. Not everyone is taking off the masks.
These New Yorkers at a Brooklyn subway station are masked up because the mandate for public transportation here still stands, and that's just fine with Cooper Klingis.
Wearing a mask is a community event, not an individual event.
So you feel like you have to wear
it? I feel like it's my responsibility to wear.
Phyllis Cole says dropping the plain mask mandate is not something she's happy about.
I'm going to still fly, but with my mask on. And double up too.
Lauren Diaz sums up what many may be feeling.
I think everyone's exhausted. And maybe every 6 weeks to 8 weeks, we always have something new unfolding with it as far as mandates or state mandates.
At the Prospect Park subway station in Brooklyn, New York, I'm Julie Walker.
Former Tour de France champion Bradley Wiggins has revealed he was sexually groomed by a coach when he was 13 years old. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.